Hello and welcome to this, the second funeral edition of Ego. I'm talking to you from Crewe Station. Thought it was poignant. This place is full of life, movement all the time. People coming and going, trains coming and going. You like Scotty, lad? How are you? You alright? You? Just on the phone. How are you? Give us a kiss. I'm going to dedicate this episode to Margaret. Margaret Albon, who sadly passed away over the weekend, just gone. She lived up in Kirby Stephen, mum of our good friend Alex, married to Debbie, Deborah. We go up to Kirby Stephen every 6 months or so, spend the weekend up there. It's just south of the Lake District, Tebay Junction on the M6. Absolutely stunning. The most beautiful paradise you could ever imagine. You come out one side and you turn up and you're in the hills walking. You go out the other side, you cross the road into the alehouse. You've got an English chippy, a Chinese chippy, an Indian restaurant. You've got a spa. You've got everything. You don't need to get in the car. And Margaret had lived up there for many years and was an absolute pillar of the community. She would take people on history walks. She was involved. She was on the parish council. She was just integral into the life of Kirby Stephen. She sadly passed away, as I said, at the weekend. So, cancer. Now, cancer takes 164,000 people a year in Great Britain. That's roughly 450 people a day will lose their battle against cancer. There's so many stories of people obviously winning their battles of cancer, and that's wonderful. It absolutely is wonderful. We know people, the likes of Michelle and Kerry's mum, have all had their battles with cancer and come out the other side. But for the success stories, there's also a lot of sad stories. So, I don't know what the boys have recorded for this show. I don't want to bring you down too much. Margaret was a happy, lovely, lovely lady. And yeah, just, I hope the boys who are on, it's not too depressing. So I'm not saying cue the music. That'll be at the end of the episode. But well, anyway, I'm gonna miss you, Margaret. Thank you very much for the memories up at Kirby Stephen, and keep smiling on the other side.
Hello there, John, and today my specialist subject is going to be my funeral. Thank you for inviting me on this episode of Mastermind. Hi there, my name is Ben. I am apparently a podcaster now, thanks to Nick and Craig of After Dark fame. So I have my own podcast on the After Dark Network. It is available at anchor.fm/SSDD. It's called Same Shit, Different Day. And what I do is I take a swing at all the most ridiculous news that I or you, if you follow me on Twitter at PodSSDD, can find. Send me your articles if you do follow me, or if you don't, why not? And I also co-host Pop After Dark, the pop movie, the pop culture, pop movie, whatever. The movie podcast here on the network as well. Now, I'm gonna tell you about my perfect funeral, but I'm gonna have to admit to you all it's gonna be complete and utter fiction because I don't actually plan to die. I plan to become a billionaire and have myself cryogenically frozen at the point of death and cured of whatever ails me whenever that cure comes around. So I'm gonna have to make that money in order to make that happen. And I say whatever ails me, quite a bit ails me. I'm already disabled, which is somewhat annoying. But no. Okay, so the perfect funeral would be I guess a burial. I don't know. Yeah, probably a burial. But I wouldn't have anybody be sad. I'd just have them be like, he lived, he died as he lived, a complete and utter bastard. And I'd have something along those lines put on my tombstone as well, like father, husband, bastard. So, but no, I would definitely not have everybody wearing black and mourning me because absolutely, why the hell would I want that? I wouldn't want people being sad. Come on now. So, but it would have to be a massive, massive affair, and I'm talking, even if you didn't know me, you're gonna come and I'd say get drunk. You can all get drunk. I don't drink myself, but if I've got money and I'm in a casket, you all might as well spend it. Well, my children will spend the majority of it, but there'll be a good old knees up waiting for you, I can assure you that. That'd be pretty much it. As I say, I do actually not intend to die anyway, but the three songs that would be played at my funeral, now this is a tough one. Because I love music, and I'd be tempted to just troll everybody and play like something ridiculous, like that Gangnam Style song, or just Rickroll the crowd. But seriously, maybe something like "Amazing" by Aerosmith, or any of the big sort of anthem songs by Aerosmith, because it's the sort of music I grew up on, and it's the sort of music that I still love to this day. Why I'm sad to see the Rock and Roller Coaster at Disneyland Paris closing, because I'm a big Aerosmith fan. So that would be my first song. It would be something decent and big by Aerosmith, and not "I Don't Want to Miss a Thing" because that is so cliche. I would just want one of their proper anthem songs. Maybe even "Dude Looks Like a Lady," just to because I do have past shoulder length hair, and people could make that distinction, I guess. Next song. Well, I would have to say the next song would be probably "Enter Sandman" by Metallica, because it's "Enter Sandman" by Metallica. And I can't really say anything more than that. "Enter Sandman" by Metallica. And finally, to close it out, it'd probably be one of my own songs. I write and perform in a comedy punk band as well. I used to 10 years ago, and me and my old guitarist have now decided to re-record and re-release everything. And we're actually in the process of doing that right now. So it would probably be something from that. So maybe the sort of one that everybody would use to come out and CS4, which was called "Fucking Slag." And like I say, in 2019, people might be like, "Ooh, that's a bit edgy. It's a bit close to the wire." No, it's funny. It's a joke, and it's funny, and I would like to make people laugh because I'd like to think if I give anybody anything, it is laughter, and the fact that I was a complete and utter bastard to anyone I didn't like. So yeah, that's my funeral. So, still not gonna die, but there you go. You asked, I told.
Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead.
Hi guys, Simon here from Simon Says Pod. Craig's messaged me to plan my own funeral. So I think it's a bit, it's a weird question to ask the newest member of the podcast family. Well, thanks for having me. But yeah, I thought I'd give it a go. I had a quick think about it, what my wishes would be and what songs I might might want for my funeral. So I'd probably definitely go for a cremation. That's probably the best thing for the family. I don't want any extra expense for trying to find me a funeral plot. Just stick me in a plastic urn or a metal urn and stick me on a shelf somewhere, or throw me in the river or the sea or whatever the family wants to do with me. That's fine. I don't mind. Whatever's easiest for them. As for songs, there's a few that I always play all the time. So they'll probably be the ones I go for. So the one that I'd have as everyone enters my funeral would be Bring Me To Life by Effervescence. That song is an awesome song. I've listened to it at least two or three times a week. It's just really nice, upbeatish but strong song to keep you, get you motivated and get you going. So it might cheer people up as they walk in. But there might be people there who don't want to be there. So as a little bit, not as a joke, but as a little bit of a get back at people, I would, for my second song, definitely have November Rain by Guns N' Roses. And the full version, not the short version, the full version of 8 minutes 57 seconds. And you have to sit there and listen to the whole lot of it, because that is one of the best songs I've ever listened to. The riffs in it are absolutely awesome. The lyrics, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, they're only short really, the lyrics are not massively amount, but it was mainly the video of that song that made me enjoy that one. So I'll definitely have that one. There's me probably the middle song in my funeral. The third one, I it's only recently heard this one. It was a few years ago. It was I Lived by One Republic. And if any HHN fans are out there, which I think there should be a few of them if you're listening to this, it was the first song you heard on Bill and Ted's Farewell Tour. Excuse me. I've been choking up on that song already. It's just a really, really nice song. It just makes you think of different things, and every time I hear it, it chokes me up a little bit, because that was a fantastic show. So I think that will be my three songs. There's not really any wishes or anything I would actually think I'd want out of a funeral, really. It's, to me, once you're dead, you're dead. It's you're done, aren't you? There's not much more you can do about it. But I would try and make sure it's all paid for beforehand if I can. I've not already got it sorted. That would be something I might start thinking about now, actually. You never know. Just turned 36. You never know what's around the corner, do you? But there is one thing that, as a family, we've always seemed to do, is anyone who comes to... We don't really necessarily have a wake when one of our family members pass away, on my dad's side anyway. We don't really have much of a wake. What they do, the person who's actually passed away usually has got some money saved up. And what you do is you save some money up so that everyone can have a drink and something to eat. Sorry, my Twitter feed's just going mental at the moment. On my new podcast, go and check it out. Simon Says Pod, and at Simon Says Pod on Twitter. Yeah, little cheap plug. It'd be having your friends and family who have gone to the wake have the money together to buy them a meal and a drink. Just a pub meal, not a massive, big, fancy 5-star thing, but it's getting like a pub lunch and a drink. It always seems to be like a little thing we've done on my dad's side of the family, since any auntie or uncle has passed away or anything, they've always left a bit of money so everyone can have a drink and a meal. And if there's anything left after whatever they've saved up, usually it's given to the charity. That would probably be something I'd try and put down to the rest of my family to pass on for me. But yeah, bit of a weird thing to talk about, talking about your own funeral. But there you go, it's out in the world now. So if my missus ever hears this and can't figure out what to do at my funeral if I passed away before her, there you go, it's all documented on a podcast. So thanks for listening.
Dead, 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 someday you'll be dead.
Hey, Pete Dubs here, or P Dubs, or as my parents name me, Paul. So I'm host of Biff Pub Bam, co-host of Discover DLP, the After Dark Halloween Adventure, and co-host of multiple other podcasts over on the After Dark Podcast Network. So Craig's asked us to do, just to plan our funeral. Now, hopefully it's a long way off. I'm only mid-30s, so hopefully it's a long way off. So it's not really something I'd ever thought about. But Craig's asked us to do this. I know there was an episode out previously with another half of the team, so this one's going in the second half. So the questions he asked us, and let's start right from the start. How do we want to be disposed of? Well, for me, cremation. I don't want my body being eaten up by God knows what. I'd rather just be burnt to a crisp. Thank you. And I'll talk about how I want those ashes to be dispersed later on. But Craig also asked us, what three songs do we want played at our funeral? So I thought about it, and I didn't want it to be depressing. Nothing sad. So two of the songs came to mind straight away, and one of them, I had to think about it, but it came to me eventually. So first song, Rock and Roll Star by Oasis. Pretty simple. I'm a huge Oasis fan. Upbeat. One of their biggest songs, one of their most popular songs. So that was a pretty simple one for me. Second one is probably not so well known to a lot of people. Certainly people that are listening to this, I wouldn't have thought. And I chose Rock This Town by the Stray Cats. Now, the Stray Cats, I've mentioned them on Dad before. I grew up listening to them. My brother is 20 years older than me, and was in a rockabilly band during the 80s. And obviously the Stray Cats were a major influence for him at that time. So I grew up listening to them, seen them a couple of times live when they've got back together, and followed the members of the band when they've done solo projects and things like that. So that was the reason why that one. And again, another upbeat song. And kind of the third one, as I said, didn't come straight to mind, but it really should have done. Again, another rock and roll, rockabilly type song. As I said, grown up listening to that sort of thing. So I'm going with Buddy Holly, Every Day. Just another one of those tracks that I've always loved. Buddy is probably the one person I'm sad that I will never get to see live. Obviously gone a long time ago, way before I was born. But just, again, I grew up listening to them. As much as my brother and my mum were massive Elvis fans, they were of Buddy Holly as well. So it's kind of grown from there. So Craig also asked us where we'd want to hold our wake. And again, it took me a while to think of this, but again, it was pretty obvious as to what I wanted to do. And that would be to hold my wake at the home of my beloved Golden Boys, Watford FC. So that was pretty simple in the end when I thought about it. And Craig asked us what we'd want. Well, being at a football ground, I thought, let's just go for a proper British type of menu, so fish and chips, pie and mash, things like that. And then the bar, just typical English bar, I would say. Pub style drinks, beer, wine, spirits, nothing outrageous. I'm not an outrageous kind of person, so that was pretty simple for me. And then finally, as I said, Craig wanted us to discuss how we'd been disposed of. I gave you how I'd like to be disposed of, but didn't tell you where. Now, again, I've mentioned this place on a previous ego. And no, it's not Disney, because kids, that's not allowed. But my place I'd like to have my ashes dispersed would be on the island of Jersey, in the Channel Islands, just off the coast of France. It was somewhere I spent a lot of time as a kid. It still holds a dear place in my heart. Haven't been back for a while, mainly just due to money and things like that. But we'll be back. I'm desperate to take my little boy back. He was in my wife's tummy the last time we went. So we really want to take him back at some point. So yeah, that'd be, not sure where, probably just off the coast, to be honest. Doesn't need to be anywhere specific. But yeah, just there. I think it holds a place in my heart that will never go away. So there's my funeral planning. Thanks guys for listening. And hopefully there'll be someone else after me. I'm not going to be the last one. So there'll be someone else after me. So thanks for listening, guys, and keep listening to the After Dark Podcast Network.
Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead.
So, this is Nick from Diz After Dark, Universal After Dark, Pop After Dark, and God knows how many other podcasts I'm involved in. And Craig has asked me today to talk about my funeral. Now, this is a weird one for me, because there are three things in life that I've been scared of. Spiders, Patrick Dempsey, and death. Well, actually, Patrick Dempsey's alive. I've got a kind of fear of heights, really. But death has been something that I've been scared of since I was probably about 8 or 9, I think was the first time I really kind of understood death. And yeah, even in my 30s, if I wake up having a dream about death, I cannot get back to sleep. It's a real problem. So this is going to be a fun episode, because I'm going to talk about me dying. Let's see. Craig asked for 3 songs that would be used during service, and I'm going to cheat. Now, these don't have to be added to the playlist, but these are the songs that I would like to be played while everyone's kind of getting into the venue. I don't want to be cremated. I don't really want to have a burial service. I'd quite like one of those eco-pod things like Craig was talking about, where you essentially get turned into a tree. If I couldn't have that, I would probably be cremated. I'm sure by the time I die that there's a much cleaner way of doing it. But I think there's something nice about having your ashes scattered somewhere that means a lot to you. So that's quite cool. I mean, when my father-in-law died, we took some of his ashes down to Abbey Road and scattered them there, which I don't think you're supposed to do, but never mind. Okay, so as people are kind of getting into the crematorium, or I don't know what, wherever the service is being held, I would like being played on repeat, Down, Down, Deeper and Down by Status Quo, Moving On Up by M People, and also Moving On Up by Primal Scream. Just those on a kind of loop, that'd be pretty good, just to get everybody a bit in the mood. I don't think I'd really like a serious ceremony. I'd like to think that people would care that I was dead, but you can't have funeral without fun, can you? So I think I'd want my funeral to be quite a fun occasion. I wouldn't want everybody dressed in black. The more vibrant, the better. fancy dress would be exceptional. But I really don't want people in black, unless they're going as a ninja, maybe. So that's music that I'd like when we're kind of coming in. I would like two readings. Neither of them would be orthodox. One would probably be something by Dr. Zeus, probably Green Eggs and Ham or something. But the other one I will actually read out to you now. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh, ooh. I think you know where that's from. One of the greatest songs ever written. I could have gone for something like Chaz and Dave or the Kinks, but, you know. So, songs I want played during the ceremony. Two songs during the ceremony. The first one is It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by REM. Can't think of a finer song to talk about the end of the world than that. So, it's a great song as well. I love REM. They're the first live band I ever saw. Well, the first concert I ever went to, not the first band. We had warm-up acts. And I'd also like Rockstar by NERD, which I think I might have chosen for another... I think I might have chosen another NERD song. We did one of these before. But NERD was such an important band to me. I was well into music by the time that I got round to finding them, because they didn't come about till the early 2000s. But, you know, NERD was the concert that I met my
now wife.
So it's a band that's always meant a lot. And just because they've got a bit crap over the years doesn't mean that I don't have special memories associated to their songs. And yeah, I think I'd be a rock star. So we'd have that. Hopefully we have some like people reading out memories of me and stuff. Don't really know how I like to be remembered. I mean, for the most part, I'm just an average bloke. And then I've kind of got this hobby into podcasting, which I suppose has defined me quite a lot over the years. So I'd like that to be talked up a little bit. You know, I hope it's had an impact on people. I hope my kids have some nice stuff to say about me and my wife and my friends. I do have some. But I don't want them talking about the good times, not focusing on, you know, the sadness of the occasion. Going out, so the curtains are closing around the casket and all that stuff, I'd like Remember Me from Coco. Probably the only kind of sad bit of the ceremony, really. That song's a bit of a tearjerker, really, isn't it? But I think the sentiment's there. And it's a Disney song, isn't it? Good I say it from Disney. It's been a lynch pin in my life as well. After the ceremony, wake afterwards. Wouldn't really be fussed where it was, to be honest. I'm not going to be there. I think everyone said the same thing. But no, just like a local hall or something would be pretty good. Or a bar with a function room, even better. As long as people could get drinks, that's the main thing. Put some cash behind the bar, let everyone drown their sorrows a little bit. I wouldn't have a buffet. Pie mash. And I can't decide whether I'd go meat or vegetarian. Because again, by that point, I won't be there to enjoy it. But pie mash would be good. Yeah. No jelly deals. I might be a Cockney, but I've got some standards. Yeah. That's it, really. I don't... I don't really know what else to add. It's a funny old podcast, this episode, or these episodes. It's been really great listening to everyone else and you know, their thoughts on what would happen. I don't really know what happens afterwards. You know, when I was a kid, I was brought up as a Christian, so Church of England, so, you know, heaven and hell and all that stuff. I'd quite like to think that reincarnation was a thing more than a heaven and a hell. I don't know if I like the sound of that too much. But I'd like to think there's something at the end, something after the light goes out. Because what's life? I don't know. Anyway, that's how I'd have my funeral. Hopefully it won't happen for an awful long time. I'm not planning for it to happen anytime soon anyway. So, you know, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for the other contributors on this episode as well. And all that's left for me to say is cue the music.
Someday you'll be dead, 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 dead. Someday we'll all be dead. The minute we're born, we start dying. We die a little more every day. Young or old, rich or poor, there's nothing we can do to stop it. So look long at that Christmas tree. It may be the last one that you see. Decorate your house in green and red, 'cause someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead. It might happen in a couple months or 50 years from now, but no matter when it happens, it will seem too soon to you. On Christmas Eve, when you snuggle into bed, that you thank God for your family, 'cause someday they'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday they'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll all be dead. Who knows how many Christmases are left in their short life? Nobody knows, that's my point. Enjoy them while you can. And so on Christmas morning, let good tidings fill your head. What a festive season. Someday you'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Someday we'll be dead. Dead, dead, dead. Everyone you know dead. A very merry Christmas to you. Dead, dead.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.